systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Welcome to Jamble. Today is Friday, December 3rd, 2010, and my name is Matt.
And my name is Danny.
And now I know it by heart.
This is
episode 431, The Jam Hole. Thank you for joining us.
Oh my God, the jam hole, like you jam things up in your hole.
Do we still have listeners after the last couple episodes?
Oh God, this sucks.
Is anyone still listening?
I quit.
How many listeners killed themselves after the last two episodes?
I did. I am no longer.
Actually, it was really just the last one because there was no real Monday episode.
Right. Yeah.
Well, okay. I'm feeling much better.
Are you?
Has that been enough time to be sad?
Being sad, I'm sure you'll have a nice, like, you'll get thrown back into the sad.
Oh,
I'm sure. You'll be all right.
Being sad takes a lot out of you. Let me tell you.
Yeah?
It's a lot easier.
When you stay up till 4 o'clock in the morning crying in your girlfriend's titties.
Well, yeah.
That tends to take a lot out
I almost feel like I should thank him for that. Like, do you know how many pity blowjobs I got this week? From you? Only?
I'm like, excuse me?
You know, I didn't notice this, but we went to the funeral yesterday, and usually when someone dies, nothing really goes back to normal till after the funeral, because everyone involved is busy planning things. When people live, like, we accumulate a lot of shit, and so when you die, like, that shit has to be done with that shit. Like, it doesn't just get buried with you. Could you imagine? Like, cemeteries would be landfills. Literally.
We'd have to have pyramids, man.
That'd be crazy.
You know?
Here's your room where you'll be buried. It won't just be a plot. It'll be like a whole fucking room.
That's
Here's where your
out.
Big screen will go. Here's where your fucking toilet, like everything.
I really love it how
I got a two-car garage to be buried in.
How the pharaohs did it. Like, they would some of their kids with them.
They brought people with them.
Yeah.
They're like, y'all are
loyal. I'm dying. You're dying, too. You're coming with me.
I'm thinking about killing myself, and all of his servants are like, oh, this again. Fuck, I gotta tell my wife I might die soon.
Right,
you know?
Because my boss says I have to be buried with him.
Right. Like, I didn't even vote for this guy.
Right.
What an asshole.
Dude, like, their cats, their dogs, and really? Like, you have to kill them, too, just because you die? You selfish prick.
Yeah, exactly. But, so we went to the funeral. It was kind of like a little high school reunion of sorts, because, you know, he was a couple years younger than me, but we knew a lot of the same people, and I haven't seen a lot of the people that were there. Like, some people came back to Montana to come to this funeral.
A lot of people that I didn't even think knew him were there that I knew.
Yeah. Totally. Like, friends of mine that
I
had no idea.
Like, outside talking to, I didn't think she knew him. She, I guess, dated him a while ago and was recently talking about him to her sister.
Oh, wow.
And wanted to date him again. And she was trying to... Yeah, she was trying to leave her man could go and be with Ryan.
Does she listen to the show?
No.
Your timing is awful.
Well, she said that to me, but yeah.
Oh, okay.
She was like, dude, was like, I really wanted to date him again. He was such a good boyfriend, and I just, didn't have the time to get away from my man yet, and I hadn't done it yet. You know, she hadn't got to that point yet where she was like, I really want to leave this time. I really actually want to go.
I swear, you hit me one more time and I'm out of here.
It sucks though, because she's a really cool chick, and I bet you that would have been so good for Ryan. Like, really, really good for Ryan.
But I don't know. He also may have sabotaged it.
Yeah.
Because he had dated a couple other girls after the breakup, so.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, if you want to hear more about that, thejamhole.com, the show notes for the episode where all of our friends were here and we talked about him. I wrote just a couple more things. I put links to all of the episodes he was ever on. There was like 187, 2-something, 414, 420, 4-something after that for my birthday. He was here for that show. Like, he's been on a few shows. So I put links to all those. You can just go to the show notes for that last episode, and all that stuff's there.
Right.
But it was weird, like, whenever funerals like this happen, when it's like a friend of ours or just any young...
I've actually never known someone like that and then have them kill themselves. I've only known people and they've died, you know, on accident type of deal.
Yeah.
I've never known someone that's done that, you know.
Really?
That's why it was really weird to me. Like, I was really, like, displaced. You know?
You should have just followed my lead. Me and Bjorn and, like, quite a few of our other friends. Like, he's, like, the third or fourth. Are we just awful friends? Or is it, like, I don't... That's weird. Like, I'm sorry.
No.
All of our friends have killed themselves.
Please don't do that.
It's weird. But yeah, like we know the routine. Like, okay, so you're gonna do this and you're gonna do that and we'll see you tomorrow. you just snap like right into that mode, you know, especially if you've ever lost a family member. Like, you really know what that's like, because then it's you having to deal with all their shit and the will, if there is one, and all that stuff. Like,
I still really want to get a copy of the letter he left.
Yeah,
the
good
note.
Luck with that.
Right.
Big Honey says, I listened to 414 tonight.
Cool.
I can't. He also says, I can't believe he was on episode 187. That's weird, right? 187. That is weird.
187.
So after that, you know, it's weird to me when someone young dies, because after that, generally, all of their young friends will go out to the bar to celebrate their life, which usually entails getting just piss fucking drunk, doing shots in their name all night, which is awesome.
Uh-huh.
It's just weird to me that, like, here especially, because the roads are really shitty sometimes here.
And it was more of a thing because that's where he hung out all the time, was that bar.
Right, but it's happened with people that I've known that didn't really even drink that much, you know? Like, potheads I've known that have died accidentally that, you know... It's just something I get. It's something people do, and you drink because it makes you more depressed. I don't know. I don't get why people drink. But it's weird that, you know, it was really shitty out, and that, you know, people were just out there getting pretty.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't stay that long, but people were pretty wasted by, like, 8 or 9.
How long did you stay after I left? I had to go to work.
I dropped you off, and then I went back and then stayed for, like, another hour and a half, and then me and Sandy went and ate something, and then I took her back to her car.
Do you have any idea how shitty it is to go to a funeral and then go straight to work?
Oh yeah, I bet.
Oh my god, dude.
I'm glad we closed.
That put a shitty ass damper on my whole night.
People are like, what the fuck's your deal?
And like, stop being so snippy and shit. And they're like,
yeah.
Or like, one of the chicks came up and she was like, hey, what's this go to? And where's the ticket for? And blah, blah, blah. I looked at her. It's like,
it goes to your ass.
No, I looked at her. I go, I'm still making it. I haven't given you the ticket yet. And I said it like that, and she's like, wow, meow. And I'm like, dude, I just came from a funeral. You want to fucking leave me alone? She was like, oh. I was like,
yeah,
yeah,
people shut the
fuck
up right quick when you say some shit like that.
I was like, seriously, leave me the fuck alone.
And then you followed up with, yeah, it was my mom.
Right.
Sniff, sniff. But yeah,
I will burn you, bitch. Go away.
I'm honestly surprised I'm not going to like 3 more funerals this week just from everyone that drunk drove last night and got wrecked, because the roads were fucking shitty.
Oh yeah.
So that it's just a weird thing. Like, we're all like, oh, life is so fragile. Drink, drink, drink. Who wants to go in my car now?
Another thing though about that funeral is they should have had it somewhere else. That place was tiny.
I don't know that they were expecting that he really knew that many people. Like, it was a big place, but like, when our friend Joel died, they had it out at this church, and it was huge, and even all inside there, it was packed, and people were standing outside. It was so big. But
oh my god.
Joel knew way more people than I think Ryan did, but a lot of the same people.
Yeah.
So.
But also, you know, every funeral I've ever been to, and I've been to quite a few, I actually got to the point to where I know, personally know, the people at Hawkins Funeral Home in Sarasota, Florida, and they are actually good friends of my family now, because that's where we had all of our family funerals and shit. But every funeral I've ever been to, there's been a casket.
Really?
Yeah. There's a casket.
Was
every
there
time.
Always someone in it, though, like for viewing?
Yeah.
I don't know that you can make a body viewable after that.
You
like,
can,
I know my friend that shot himself with a hunting rifle, there was no no way that was going to happen. That's like reconstructing yeah. bone fragments. They don't do that.
Well, I mean, it could have been. But even like
my dad was fine, and I think they cremated him, but they still had a casket there with the box in it. But I think it was just for show. Hmm. But I don't know. We just dug a hole in.
I just thought it was weird that they didn't even have the casket there as a closed casket thing. Was it in another room or something?
I don't think so. No. I don't know. I think that's up to the parents, though, too.
Oh.
But, yeah, I don't know. Some there was, some there wasn't. A lot of our friends haven't died in very, you know, clean ways, so very few of them have had caskets.
Would have really affected his face and everything? Like, what?
I don't know. I don't know. Asphyxiation... It fucks with the skin a lot, I know, because all the blood vessels constrict because they're not going to
oxygen
and they pop. But
when you die anyway, your skin doesn't look like skin anymore.
Well, right, and they do makeup and stuff. Yeah. But I honestly, all that shit costs a lot of money, too. And I think here they were more concerned about Sam than having this big elaborate funeral. And I totally understand. I had to bury my dad. Like, that shit is fucking expensive, mm-hmm. dude. Like, I wish I would have went into the business of... owning a mortuary.
It's like $3,000 to $10,000.
Right.
You know?
Right. People are always crying. It's easy to deal with them. Here, mm-hmm. here's a box.
I'm
here's
sorry
a hole in the back
here.
10. We have a backhoe if you'd like. Or if you want to do it old school, backhoe costs extra.
That's why I have my own cemetery.
What? Well, yeah. That's
pretty
helpful.
Cool.
Me too.
No, I do.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Are you talking about your parents' back acreage?
No,
oh,
I'm talking.
Because I was talking about my back acreage.
I have a family cemetery.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I do. In Arcadia, Florida.
Hmm.
We actually have an acreage out there, and it goes all the way back to, like, 1600s, dude.
Wow.
I kid you not.
What a waste of perfectly good property.
It's pretty cool. And
for
it's,
real.
It's in the middle of a cow pasture. That's the only crappy thing.
I'm not big on cemeteries. They do seem like very lovely pieces of land, and I'd rather it be a cemetery.
We don't have to pay to be buried.
Well, yeah, definitely. I'd rather see a cemetery than a parking lot, but I'd rather see a farm with a garden than a cemetery.
Hey, that ground out there is fertile as
fucking
fuck.
I get all my worms from there.
But you know, it was always weird to me going out to that graveyard because...
We used to love that shit when we were kids. Go trip some acid and go find some ghosts.
Not down south, dude. Down south. Oh, well, at our fucking graveyard, I mean, you'll be walking
You probably
through
have
it.
Ghosts down south of angry black men that were enslaved or some shit.
No, dude. Like, you'll be walking through, and there's these holes on the side of... Because, you know, some caskets and stuff, or, like, some graves or whatever have a cement thing over the top, you know, on the top of the ground
the
where the coffin
stone?
Is. Yeah. No, not the tombstone.
Oh, like, covering it. Yeah, yeah.
Right, right.
Like a sarcophagus.
Right, because it's actually a cement cavern thing, and then you have the coffin in that, and then it's closed, and whatever. Well, sometimes the top of that showing, and usually in some of them down there, there's like these big dugout fucking tunnels on the side of them. I'm like, what the fuck are those? They're rattlesnake holes, dude.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, you guys, I'm pretty sure you guys can just burn my body and call it good, really. I'm not going to be too concerned about it.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just weird. And the one thing I really remember about my family's graveyard is the really tiny coffin or, you know, grave plot thing. It's only like this big, like two feet long. And it was my brother's sister. Or not my brother's sister. That'd be me. My dad's sister.
Whoa, stoner.
It was my dad's sister.
Wait, what were you saying earlier about me smoking pot and forgetting stuff?
I didn't forget my rock star in the other room, but or as the show was going. Anyway, no, it's like a little 2 foot plot.
Don't blow up my spot like that.
It's my dad's sister, and it's so weird just going out there and seeing this tiny ass little plot. And I don't know. And some of the graves out there don't even have headstones. Like, they're just like, you don't even know who they are or whatnot. It's weird seeing these
maybe
really
some
fucking
of them,
old ones.
Maybe some of them had nice diamond-encrusted gravestones.
And like,
some fool was like, I'm
going to
steal that. I'm going to steal that right now.
It's so weird, though. Like,
how much could you
and
get,
havens and shit from way back.
How much could you get at a pawn shop for a diamond-encrusted headstone?
I don't know.
With someone else's name on it. Would you? Would they make you show ID? Like, that's not really yours, is it? Like, bam.
I'd be like, you know, like, fucking grind off certain shit and be like, I was on my friend's stone by his pool.
Right.
Right.
Name says, like, Martrice Leroy, and I just, like, shave off it so it says Matt Lee. That'd be awesome.
You're a dumbass.
Fuck yeah.
Wow, dude.
So, yeah, and I do, I am glad that that's, it was definitely a good time, and I think he really would have enjoyed everyone there. I don't think, I wrote this in the show notes, I really don't think he knew, like, really how many people he knew and, like, that cared for him, you know? Like, you don't really know that, because maybe through your life you get busy and you only see maybe a handful of them. Like, this place was fucking packed.
Yeah.
I don't think that many people are going to come to my funeral. I'm just saying. I know most of you will probably be dead by the time I die, but...
What?
Well, not you, obviously. You'll be dead long before that.
Whoa!
Whoa.
Dude! The fuck are you talking about?
I'm just saying. You are very high risk as far as health goes.
But knowing my luck, I'm gonna live to, like, my fucking late 90s, dude. That's... I have longevity in my family, and no matter, like... My great-great-grandmother fucking smoked pipe tobacco and fucking drank whiskey and all that stupid stuff and, like, did all that weird shit and lived to be 105, okay? So...
Well, it is comfortable living when you're... Wait, who was this?
My great-great-grandmother.
Did they have welfare back then?
No.
Oh, okay. I was going to say,
maybe... She was born in 1895.
Oh. Well...
And died in 2000.
What'd she do for a living?
Since the time that I knew her, sat in a fucking chair and stared at a wall.
When she was actually a productive member.
Called me
Kitty!
And called me Anna. She'd be like, Anna Marie!
Which is your mother's name, right?
No, it's Dana.
Okay. What was I saying?
What did she do for a living?
Yeah, like when she was a productive member of society.
I've seen pictures of her in a covered wagon with horses. I don't know.
So she was an explorer.
Sure.
She lead the Lewis and Clark expedition? What the fuck, dude?
I don't know,
you should
dude.
Be way more rich than you are. Let me just tell you.
She was really old. Like, I'm going to sit down and say, hey, what did you do for a living?
Well, I don't know. I like talking to my grandpa about that shit. Like, they have some cool stories, you know?
Yeah,
my
you're 30 years old and have a grandparent that you can talk to.
Well, yeah,
to.
But even my great-great-grandma, when she was around, when we all lived in California, she had stories about coming over in covered wagons. And shit, like, that shit is cool to hear, dude. It's like Oregon fucking Trail, but like they live that shit.
Yeah,
like, that's cool, you know.
I have pictures of it.
That's cool.
It's cool. I didn't like want to sit down and have a serious conversation with my great great grandmother that couldn't hear for shit.
She settled the West. That's her Malto meal brand. What's it called?
Well,
the
her
West,
daughter's
whatever.
Still alive. My grandmother. Maybe I should ask her.
Yeah, there you go. I bet she could tell you some crazy shit about your grandmama.
Yeah,
your meemaw. Meemaw running whorehouses, fucking running floozies through all
I've
day.
I've never heard story. Back then, women didn't work, probably.
That women worked in fucking saloons sucking cock for fucking gold chips.
I don't think my great-grandma
It was a good
did.
Time. The Wild West, man, that would have been the perfect time for me, I think. I'm just riding in my horse. I'm just here for the night. Just need a hooker and a bottle of Jamie's.
Did you know back then women put olive oil in their eyes like eye drops to make their pupils bigger so it would look like they had the big doe eyes?
Really?
And they would go blind in their 30s. I'm serious.
We've come a long way as a species, haven't we?
But no, they would think it was so pretty and stuff to have your pupils
well, yeah,
dilated
I'm sure.
And look all pretty
I'm sure half
shit.
Of that makeup they used to wear back in the day is why everyone
Filled
your parents' age has
fucking
cancer, dude. Like, why does everyone your guys' age die of cancer? You know?
There was lead
it's
in
weird,
makeup.
It's weird, right? Like, I don't have cancer.
Yeah, there was lead
cool.
in makeup.
Of course there was.
There, you know.
That's what I'm saying. Like, we've learned a lot in the, you know, few
So do you really think you wanted
years.
To live back then? Come on.
Well, I wouldn't be wearing lead-lined makeup, you know.
And you'd still have a lumpy penis because they didn't have
well,
surgery
Well, I probably
back
wouldn't
then.
Have gotten a cyst back then because I probably wouldn't live to be 30 back then. 25, I'm like with a fucking cane, like been through 28 gunfights, lost 0, because I'm quick like that. Quick draw McGraw, that would have been me back then. I would have been robbing so many banks. I would have hacked ATMs and shit.
Be like, oh, brother, where art thou with that fat guy robbing banks?
That would have been awesome.
He's like, Rear! Like, they got all, what is this, baby face, fucking baby God. Face.
Emoin, that means, what a what? Dumb fuck. There's a part in that movie where he kept saying, like, Emoin, that means leave, or something like that. Wasn't that movie?
What?
Do you guys know what I'm talking about?
What means leaf?
He would say something like M-O-O-N, and then he'd say that means, and he'd say just a bunch of different shit. I'm pretty sure that was that movie. Anyway,
no, I don't think so.
So, yeah, like I was saying in the last episode,
he's like, they turned him into a horned toad.
Yeah, yeah.
That's my friend.
I thought that was that movie.
I like
oh,
the chick.
No, Sandy says that's the stand. Okay, see? We'll see if someone knows what I'm talking about, at least. Thank you.
It's the ones with the sirens. They're like, you and me.
Yeah,
and
I know.
The devil makes
I thought that was that movie. Yeah. Same character.
I like that part, though. They're all like,
yeah, great movie. So, yeah. We set up the thing for all the donations this month you guys send in are going to go to that fund that they set up for Ryan's kid, Sam.
Cool,
so.
Cool.
He's two. I wrote about it there. So, yeah, like I said, any sales, donations, all that stuff for the month will go there. So, I just threw up a goal, $500. We have a lot of listeners. Can we help that kid $500 more towards his college or whatever the fuck
Try.
He wants to spend it on?
I'm gonna spend it on drugs.
I'm gonna put a thing on there that's like, you are only allowed to give him this money if he spends it on alcohol.
Don't do that.
Just to be a dick. No.
Be like, you can do whatever you want with it, but if you buy drugs with it, call me.
Right.
I'm coming over.
That's the stipulation. I'm sure his family will appreciate that.
Right.
And, you know,
you give that letter
years.
To him, like, later. Where
yeah,
you can
right.
understand it.
Like, hey, you don't remember me. I have a picture of you wearing sunglasses. That was pretty cool. My girlfriend hated you, but I was always down with you. The high five and the knuckle. Oh, yeah, totally.
Well, I won't hate him when he can talk and
well,
not be obnoxious and poop his pants and,
well,
you know.
Some of us still do that.
You.
So, we got an email from Willie Goat, and I didn't know this. He says, we're 192 out of 200 on iTunes.
You know, it would
comedy.
Really help this show out a lot if you knew some stuff.
What? I don't... Look at iTunes. I don't use iTunes. I'm sorry. I have an Android device that doesn't need to plug into a fucking computer every day I want to update it. Sorry.
I don't have to either.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't use it, but that's cool. I mean,
I
right
seen
on.
iTunes
thanks,
in a while.
iTunes. Props
What's
to them.
What's up with iTunes?
Huh?
What's up with iTunes?
I don't know. I get the updates because I do still open iTunes just to tag and put album art for every episode.
You can't do that in Double Twist?
Burger says it would help out if Matt was funny. That would probably also
yeah.
help.
Yeah. Hey, Matt.
I'm trying. Like
Work
I said, hey,
that.
This is like
Work
day
on
one
that.
After the funeral. I'm trying. I am trying. And
not
then
hard
you
enough.
You got an email about your surgery video.
You
not
didn't
just,
even finish what you were saying about.
Yeah, we're
iTunes.
192. I have 200 on iTunes, so more people
Did you
should
say
go
that?
Subscribe. Yeah. If you were listening while I was saying,
I wasn't.
What game are you playing? Bejeweled. What are you doing over there? You know there's a reason no script is on that browser, and not just because of the CSS problems you were having with pop-ups?
What?
Yeah. So did you get an email about your surgery video or not?
Yeah, I did.
And what did it fucking say? This is cool, because usually people just leave YouTube comments. This
yeah,
chick
yeah.
was actually moved enough to write an email, which is more than I can
people.
Say for the majority of our silent listeners.
I move people. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. It was a very powerful documentary.
Mm.
It showed the pain and the promise of your of your ailment, your cancer.
It wasn't cancer.
Could have been.
It was not.
It could have very easily turned into cancer that just rotted your insides out.
Cool.
It would not have been cool. It would have been cool for all the cool drugs you would have gotten. It'd be like, hey, give me some of your chemo.
Like,
let me see what
no.
that's like.
Let me see what that's like. Hey, Matt, why are you bald? Oh, I got really high like 2 weeks ago.
Why do you have that brown recluse in a jar and my chemo? What are you doing?
Oh, my God, dude.
I'll be right back.
I'll be right back.
Make me a suit that has a spider on it because I'm going to be totally awesome in like 20 minutes.
Oh, my God,
God,
dude.
What if that worked? Could you fucking imagine if that worked? If
no.
I came back just like, check this out. Huh?
No.
I'm ready.
No.
I'm so ready.
Anyway, yeah, I got an email. It's from this chick named Paula. Paula. Sorry. It says, "Hi, Danny. Just watched your video about your surgery on YouTube. Just had same this. Oh no, what the hell does it say?
You
just,
are so awful.
No, it's typed wrong. You fuckface. It says just had same about
so
a week ago.
It. Plow through it. Reconstruct on the fly.
Fine. I just had the same shit about a week ago now.
Good.
Everything you said was bang
no,
on.
Right on. Nobody would know any different.
But glad I saw
Paula.
It after my surgery. I was totally freaked out about it. What? I was totally freaked out about it all and so glad it's all behind me now. Still in agony, mind you. Anyway.
How long had it been?
What?
Still in agony, mind you. How long has it been since she had her surgery? Okay.
Week ago.
Great. Thanks for the mail. Moving on. Fuck.
I'm never going to read anything on the show again. Go fuck yourself.
I'll wait. No?
No.
Okay. So. Oh, and. What? It's funny when you try to read stuff. Thank you. Read better. I don't know. It's funny. Who cares? You're gonna get mad at that?
It's a dude, you've been doing nothing but picking at me since I fucking got here and giving me shit. It's annoying.
Don't ask me how to spell stuff. You have the internet.
I didn't ask you how to spell anything.
Allegedly.
Big deal, and you fucking pick on me for my nose.
I was just fucking with
you.
You
give me shit about reading.
I'm trying to be in a better mood. I'm sorry. You give me funny things to talk about to you sometimes.
Well, dude, seriously, you asked me to read something, and then you just totally bitch at me about it?
I wasn't bitching.
I can't see to my left. You have any idea how hard it is to fucking
right.
see that?
I forgot about that. Sorry. Put your fucking glasses on.
It's still... Putting my glasses on does not enable my eye to move to the left.
You're a nicer person when you have drugs.
Go get me some,
prick. Has anyone ever told you that?
Anyway, she just basically says, fucking thank you.
Well, I'm sure she appreciates you reading her mail on the show. That's really cool. You're changing lives with that documentary.
I'm sure she appreciates you being a total prick while I'm trying to read her email.
Well... Nothing we can do about that now.
Delete. Asshole.
Well, I archived it, so thanks, Paula. Yeah. So we got a box. I don't even want to put this anywhere. We got a box in the jamhole.com/PO box. And all I saw was glitter through the tape, and I almost threw it out. Mm-hmm. Like, I almost didn't even bother, but then my curiosity got the better of me. Like, I looked on the bottom, and it looks like all that's in here is glitter. Because it's, like, coming... It's all over the tape. It's... How much glitter was in this burger? Because I guarantee it's all over the post guy's fucking car. And I bet he is pissed about that.
Probably.
It's all over my car, and I'm pissed about that. So we let the kitty open it, because he said it was for the kitty. I can't believe you found... one of these, first of all.
Dude, you can buy them at Petco.
A chia cat? Specifically featuring snoozing kitty?
Dude.
Grass planter? I've never seen a chia
cat.
Dude, I'm sorry.
Give
I don't go to Petco.
Give me that real quick. Give me that.
I've never seen a chia cat. But that is fucking awesome, dude.
Matt.
We're going to watch it grow on the show. We're going to have a whole episode dedicated to Chia Cat, and we're going to watch it grow.
Grass for the cat to eat.
It's a Chia pet, isn't it?
It is, but it's grass
It's for not like the normal Chia
the
pet stuff.
You can buy this at Petco.
Well, I don't go to Petco.
It's to settle an animal's stomach.
Really?
Yes.
My cat doesn't know what grass is.
She'll eat it, trust me.
Do your cats eat houseplants? The answer is cosmic cat kitty herb. Oh, where's the cat?
Over here.
Oh, man.
Can I give her some of that?
Oh, wait. Is this for what? Is this for the planter?
No.
Are you sure? It's seeds.
Let me see it.
It looks like seeds.
I can't reach. You like dangle it over here.
I think
like,
all the shredded paper must be for you.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, no, this is...
And now my hand has glitter on it.
The seat for it. I think.
Oh, he says the bag is extra seeds. So we can grow... Yeah. Dude, can we sell kitty grass to all the kitties on the market?
Do your cats eat houseplants? The answer is kitty herbs. Because I don't know, I know you've probably never had houseplants in your house or anything of the sort that looks like grass. But cats will eat it.
I have grass outside. Like, cat tries to eat pot.
My dad's plants, the cats fucking chew on those constantly if he leaves the door open. So, yeah, this is to deter them from that because...
Does it get them fucked up? Is it like catnip?
No.
Oh.
Wasn't there catnip in there?
I don't think so. I think that's all it was in there.
Oh. Okay.
It says cosmic kitty herb. What kind of grass is it? Well, that's pretty cool. So, thanks. Cat we'll mess grass. Around with that. TheJamHole.com/POBOX. Thank you, Burger. How about next time, no glitter? Can I request anything you guys send sans glitter? And Burger says, no, it's not like catnip. No catnip.
I can't believe
glitter.
You were like, I can't believe you found this.
Well,
like,
I've never seen
seriously?
A chia cat. I assumed it was like a chia pet. It was a no. kitty that grew hair.
You can
I've
buy these
that.
Fully grown and stuff.
Well, I'm sorry. I was store. Being more appreciative of what our fans, the bullshit
I'm just not
crap
a retard.
Our fans send us. Thank you, guys. So I know the kitty was huffing duster today. You know how I know that?
Because you fucking shoved it up her nose and went, pfft.
Right.
What? Well,
it wasn't as cool as I thought it would be. No, because I got home and, like, there was a can of duster on the floor with, like, the lid. Like, it just exploded. And then she was, like, standing next to it, like, you need more duster. I was fucking pissed. Dude, that shit is expensive.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, Do you know, like, are the...
Hey, this doesn't come with dirt? What a ripoff.
He
I'm
says
sending
he needs
it
some
back.
Dirt. We'll find dirt. We live in Montana. There's fucking dirt. Well, not right now, because it's
this
snow.
Dirt?
There's snow everywhere.
What's in this black
Don't get
bag?
That everywhere, please. Mm-mm. Put that away now. That's cool that it features a snoozing kitty. I'm going to find you some drugs just so you're not a cunt.
You're a cunt.
How about you detox somewhere else?
You were being mean to me.
I was just fucking with you. Now I'm being mean to you.
You gave me shit about reading and I don't like it.
I was
it.
Just fucking with you. Who cares?
I care. I can't see shit.
Well,
it's hard.
See better. Eat more carrots. I
yeah,
don't know.
Yeah, please take that nerve ending and wire it through the fucking muscle that controls my eye.
They can
and
do
I will
that.
See so much better.
Can we LASIK that shit?
No, they
I got
can't.
A laser pointer around here somewhere.
They said doing LASIK would make my vision worse.
Burger says he can't read.
I can read just fine as long as it's not on my left.
As long as it's not out loud.
You see this? Look, when I'm trying to be in the mic and look
I am
to the
being
left.
Mean. I'm sorry.
Here, check it out. This is me
no,
looking
I
at the computer screen.
I don't ever want to look at you like
Thank
that.
Thank you.
Ever. That's really creepy. It's
well,
weird that you can do that.
Well, it's hard. Like, this is how I have to fucking stand if I'm trying to read something on the computer. Then I have this fucking mic in front of me, and I'm trying to see, and it's really fucking hard. So.
That'll happen.
Okay.
So, you
Keep
know
giving
how.
Me shit. For
okay.
It.
Stop asking to read on the show then. You know how the United States, we have the bald eagle as our. What would you call that? A national bird?
Okay.
A symbol? It's on our money. It's on the tops of our flagpoles. Like, the eagle, right? Bald eagles.
I hear they taste good.
Are awesome to the United States.
Okay.
Okay, well, on my way to Libby, we have lots of bald eagles up there.
I'd never seen one until I came up here.
Yeah, me neither.
I'd seen a nest before, and they're huge.
They're huge birds, dude. Like, they don't look that big when they're flying, but I saw one... On my way to Libby, and this is like
they're like
maybe,
bigger than buzzards and shit,
dude. I saw a bald eagle picking a dead carcass apart on the side of the road, and it occurred to me that is kind of what America has turned into lately. Like, we're just kind of scavenging at the moment.
The cat's more interested in the box.
That's because there's a ton of shredded fucking paper in there.
She's going to eat the box rather than the grass that we make.
That's
all right. For her.
But so is that, like, is that a known thing? Like, are eagles scavengers like that? Like, vultures?
You didn't know that?
Why is that our national, like, that seems a weird thing then.
Well, no,
to pick.
They'll kill shit themselves. Like,
I thought they were, like noble fishermen or some bullshit, you know? I've never seen them scavenge like that before. And I saw that and I was like, damn. Like, America's getting hungry. That's fucked up.
That was the first thing I noticed about eagles when I first moved up here, because on the way to my parents' place where I used to live, on the right-hand side of the road out in this big clearing, there's a couple of trees on the side of the clearing and shit, and these eagles lived up in that little tree, and they would always swoop down and get the fucking deer that got hit by cars and stuff. I even seen them fucking swoop down and pick up a baby deer that got hit, and it was still alive.
Like a whole thing?
Like a whole thing.
Damn. Like, that have to be a pretty big eagle.
It was a pretty small baby deer.
Or that. Like, just born out the vagina,
like
snatch.
Spots and everything.
Thank
like,
you.
Really tiny.
That would be awesome to see.
But yeah, no, they're scavengers, dude. You never seen
that? I didn't know that, no. But then why is it, like, the symbol of liberty and freedom and everything?
Because it's a pretty bird.
But it's a fucking scavenger.
It's like the biggest pretty bird.
No, it's not. What about a condor? Or
that's,
a fucking
that's not bigger
phoenix
than an eagle.
Or something.
The phoenix isn't real.
Tell that to 80 billion Harry Potter fans.
Hey.
Aren't the phoenixes like
Harry
a bird
Potter
that's on fire
real
all the time? I'm going to cast a phoenix spell one day. It's going to be epic.
A phoenix is
thank
a bird
you
that's born from ash, okay?
Phoenix, Arizona.
It catches on fire, fucking burns to ash, and then it rises
I
out
thought
of the
that
ash
was the
again,
crow
and it comes back. It's a phoenix. It's a bird that rises from the
why
ash.
Why was the crow always, like, setting shit on fire then in the shape of a crow?
Okay.
That's
Harry
bullshit.
Harry Potter shit, all right? You
right
know, the
right
fucking bird that caught on fire and, like, went to ash on his thing, his phoenix.
I know the phoenix
in Dumbledore's
from X-Men
office
2.
In Dumbledore's mm-hmm office, he had
remember
this big-ass
that
bird
that was a good
on
one
a fucking perch, and
yeah, no,
it fucking caught on fire and went right to ash, and you see a little thing rising up out of
right
it, and it's a little baby bird again.
What episode was that?
It's not an episode. It's a movie.
What,
fucking
which one was that, though?
Two or three.
What was it called?
Something of the Phoenix.
Awesome. The Order of the Phoenix.
Yeah, something thank fucking you Phoenix. Yeah, okay. But yeah, it's the bird that fucking rises out of the ashes. You didn't, what? Are you saying?
But all I'm saying is, like, that seems weird that we would do that. Pick, like, a hippo or something. Hippos
it's
are badass, and we're all a fat
bird
fucking nation. That would be perfect. The hippo.
Well, why does every state have a bird, okay?
Does it?
Yes. Every state has
every
a bird,
state has
a
flower. Yeah, that's
yeah, and every state has its own flag.
We have a mammal? A state mammal?
No.
California has a bear on its flag. See, that's cool. Bears, you don't see bears eating dead shit off the side of the road. Do you? I don't. Maybe just times are tough for everybody, animal kingdom included. They're like, man, I used to have 20 acres here. Now I got
you know,
five. I'm on a reservation. I got a shitty fucking casino I'm trying to run.
You know how people are always like,
times
oh, play
tough
dead. Bears don't eat dead things. That is a lie.
Who would play? What? You shoot the bear in the fucking face and then you run. You don't play dead. That's dumb. Possums do that. And you know what? Possums end up dead.
That's what they always tell you.
Who?
Fucking bear safety fags. They're either like pepper spray them or fucking play dead because bears don't eat dead shit. That's a lie. They will eat dead shit. And if it's already torn open and it smells like food, they're going to eat it. I got to understand.
Bear
if it's like
safety fags. Okay. Got it. Is that, are they like, do they hang out with the hunter safety fags or like the choir fags or?
What's Montana state bird? Is I think it's a magpie.
A magpie?
Yeah.
It's not, isn't
I'm
it
not
a,
sure
the grouse, I thought. I saw like a grip of wild turkeys the other day too, like almost just plowed through
yeah
them in the truck.
Florida's state bird is the flamingo, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
I think Florida state bird's the cuckoo.
No, or come is it
on
the
no, it's the cuckoo. Moving
it's
on.
It's a mockingbird. I think it's a mockingbird or a flamingo. I can't remember. I can do the mockingbird call with my tongue ring out. It sounds really cool.
Yeah. Really? Berger says, what did the bear safety say at the campground?
What?
Nah, whatever.
I think it didn't say stop, drop, and fucking roll, that's for sure. I think it said shoot him in the face and run. Because a bear would just, like, pick you up and put you in its mouth if you did that. Like, I'm just going to sit here in a nice, easy-to-eat ball so you can just swallow me whole. Like, well, that's so dumb.
Don't you remember the movie Without a Paddle and how he, like, curled up in a ball and played dead? That's what they tell you to do.
That's a retarded movie, though.
Yeah, but that's an example of, like, how you can...
I thought they were just normal. Totally, like, making
no,
that up.
That's normal.
Well, okay. we have come a long way, haven't we?
So, like, don't believe me. Like, you don't... You know what's weird?
What?
You look at me weird when I don't know things, you know, about, like, computer relevant shit and, like, shit.
No,
internet
no, no,
shit.
No.
You don't know that eagles are scavengers. You don't know to play dead with bears. And you don't know that you can buy chia cat grass players at Petco. You think it's some rare oddity.
Are those the three
you
want to pick?
You're fucking weird,
okay,
dude.
I'm weird. Are those the three you want to pick?
That's, like, normal common shit.
Okay,
you know,
I'm
going, like,
to pick three
did you
now.
Not know about NASA's new thing online? I didn't know you were at work all day and not connected to your fucking computer. You fucking nerd.
I heard that from people, not from my computer, and everyone was excited because they thought NASA was going to be like, we found aliens.
Cool, great.
That's like life-changing shit.
Yeah, but I'm not
connected
to everything.
Oh, you didn't know they sold a chia cat?
I'm not connected to shit
that's
like that
irrelevant.
All the time. Okay?
This is relevant. You have to figure out what
was around me that would have known that. And the shit that I'm talking about is shit you should have known for like 10 years.
They're right.
Not
I'm
for
sorry,
the last
I've,
like 5 hours.
I'm sorry I've never gone chia cat shopping.
I'm sorry you never
Burger,
saw a bird pick out a dead animal.
I don't spend a lot of time in the great outdoors like that. I just thought that was odd that we use the eagle as a symbol of life, liberty, and all the great shit America stands for, and it's over here on the side of the road eating dead shit.
Well, it's because what eats an eagle? Besides us.
It just didn't seem very symbolic of a great nation, that's all I'm saying.
Like it's probably I said, a hippo because that's what's on top. What else? What eats an eagle? What's going to fucking be like, I'm going to go out and hunt an eagle today?
I don't fucking
besides
care.
Besides a human.
I don't know. A bear?
That's probably why.
If a bear, if
it's
a fish
top.
Jumped and a bear went to snatch it and the eagle came down and took that.
That eagle would claw that bear's eyes out and that bear would be like, ugh.
And now I can't see and I suck at fishing. See, I wish I had bear disability. I could get on, really give it to this economy. Shit. All right, well,
I'm
going to
go walk up on somebody and
odd.
Wait for him to play dead and
I've never seen that before. I'm sorry.
Hey, well,
and all I'm saying is the shit you know about is irrelevant to
no,
any kind of day-to-day life.
Wait till the apocalypse and see who's gonna fucking survive that shit. Not you, because
how
you're
gonna
figure? Be connected to your internet. Like, come on, SeaMonkey.
No.
Come on, Chrome.
No.
Let's do this. I know you can connect to
I
something.
I do that now because
I'm
what
be
the
out,
fuck
like,
else
making
is...
my own fucking homemade crossbow.
Well, when it comes time to do that,
I'll
have
shit.
My fucking book full of how to make shit from nothing and kill people
what?
With it.
You know what? When I'm hunting, I'll look out for eagles because I know they're fucking scavengers and they'll take my little bunny rabbit I just put an arrow through.
Right, or
you'll
they'll
see an
show
eagle
you
over
where
there,
the
and you'll be like,
is.
"Oh, he's cool. He's not going to bug me." And it's going to go ah, and take your dinner.
And then I'll rip its fucking face off and shove
it's
it up
eagle.
Its eagle
it's
ass.
It's an eagle. It'll say, "Fuck you, I'm an eagle," and go away.
I'll rip its wings off and have it as a pet. Then what?
Post-apocalypse, I win.
Post-apocalypse, I'm going to have a wingless eagle as a pet.
I win.
I don't think so.
You're going to have a fucking bio up your ass, and I'm going to be out with my crossbow.
Shit. Killing I hope
shit.
I hope this comes on just
killing
so we can
shit.
Show you what's up.
What I know is stuff that I can live off of.
Right,
no
like where
crap.
To get chia cats. Right, okay.
Like earlier today.
So
oh,
what,
I can't
you can
wait
grow
till
grass
this is a fucking
eat?
Shut up. I can't wait till this is a fucking junkyard. There's a bunch of Subarus out there, so I can go rob parts off of it. And I'm like, Matt, do you even know how to get the parts off of it? Well, that's what I have you for.
Oh God.
Hmm.
Okay, we'll see. We'll see who's more, who's saving whose life from falling off a stupid cliff because she's not looking where she's fucking going. She's like, oh, look, that eagle's going to eat my fucking rat. Oh, no. I'm going to starve.
You'll go out and fucking shoot something.
I'll be like
something.
Picking mushrooms, tripping. I'll be tripping nuts on mushrooms, like fucking naked, running through one with my planet again, while the rest of you are getting eaten by zombies. Are we talking zombie apocalypse here?
Apocalypse.
Because I've played way more video games than I would pwn in any area that was just populated with dead zombies.
I have way more gunpowder. It's cool.
How do you figure?
Dude, I go to my parents' place and have all my shit right there. Done. I'm not leaving.
Well, yeah, assuming you made it there alive.
I would.
I got a gun right here with plenty of ammo to get there alive. Assuming you're not the one that starts this whole fucking weird zombie apocalypse, sicko. You get sick way more than I do, so.
Do I really?
Sometimes.
When have I been sick?
Well, I'm just... Oh, I don't know. Do you want to read another email from your surgery video?
That was a year ago.
Right.
And some.
No, lately, actually. I've been proud of you. You haven't really gotten a cold.
So keep giving me shit about it.
No, I'm just saying. If a zombie apocalypse happened, chances are it came from your vagina.
I get a stuffy nose and you're like, you're sick.
No, no. You get a stuffy nose and I'm like, quit snorting fucking pills. That's what I'm like.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying. Your nose sounds exactly like mine used to. That's all.
I don't snort a bunch of fucking pills.
Okay. You have glitter on your face. That fuck. I told you, dude. That shit gets everywhere. You didn't even know you had glitter on your face. I would eat more than just mushrooms, burger. Come on. Come on.
You would be very glad to have me post-apocalypse.
You'd I would
be
like,
how do I
cook
this?
Super stoked to have you... Any apocalypse, post or pre, like now.
You'd be like, I need to kill this and clean saying. It and eat the edible parts on it. What part is that? Hey, can you fucking fix this so where it's
right.
boneless and looks like a steak
and you'll be
and
grateful.
Like a steak?
You'll be grateful that you have me to have your back with my sniper scope vision here, that while you're down there exposed and vulnerable, cleaning your fucking game for us to eat, you'll be glad.
I shoot it, drag it back, then clean it, you dork.
Well, whatever. Drag it back where?
Wherever.
To camp?
You feel dressed and haul ass the fuck out.
All right. All I'm saying is I'm glad we're watching Dexter and Walking Dead. We're getting ready for this.
I already knew all this stuff before.
Okay.
Because I have common sense.
Well, good. And when you find a radio and want to get help and you're like, duh, how does this work?
I don't need help.
You'll be glad I'm here. Or when that thing's broken. When shit breaks, be glad to have me. Call me Mr. Fix.
Yeah, like my car? You're going to fix my car when that breaks?
Are we going to be using cars seriously in
fuck
post-apocalyptic?
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
Until
taking
you
trips
what?
To town and go
on
and
gas?
Fucking pretty little
you're
going to
convert
Camaros?
That into a Hope-mobile?
Mm-hmm.
This thing runs on dreams and wishes. Tank is empty. Seriously, you ain't driving shit. After your initial, after the, it depends how far stretched and how bad the damage is. But I'm thinking up here, well, 4x4s will be good. Because we don't have, like, major highways and freeways that are going to be clogged the fuck up, you know? Like most major cities do.
I just get my truck, okay, my big black truck.
We make roads up here.
Put, like, a big-ass plow in the front. Like those commercial plows. One of those in the front and,
fuck
like,
yeah.
smaller plows on the side.
With, like,
so they
chainsaws
fucking...
and shit? Oh, fuck,
yeah.
Yeah,
I just plow through
with
the
like
fucking
with, like,
50 roads.
Cal
cool.
mounted on the top with me up there with my goggles on. Like,
you want to be up the thing? Just...
Oh, God, that would be so... And then just plowing up by... Oh, man. Man, that'd be so awesome. I'm down.
We get a plane and do
you're
like
gonna need me
expendable.
Anyway because I'm a better shot than you.
No, you're not. With a scope, fuck you.
Open or closed,
your
don't
little
matter.
Faggot pistol, sure, but
all that shit, pistol, rifle, knife, whatever.
Not with a scope because I don't
ninja
have to use
star. Give a fuck, dude.
Not with a scope because I don't have to use my left eye and the scope. A fucking pistol, I can't because I can't line it up because my left eye's fucked.
But you're better than... Okay, that makes sense.
With a scope, I only have to use my right eye.
Still doesn't make you better than me with my what right eye. Like, well, that doesn't make sense.
My right eye is just as good as your right eye, so I'm...
Okay.
I'm as good, if not better than you, with my fucking
if not
rifle.
Better, okay. No, fair enough. I'm just saying.
You're a better shot with a pistol, sure.
Two people in love or whatever survive way better, probabilistically speaking, than one person on their own. Especially if that one person is a chick. Even you. I'm just saying. You could run into a group of dudes and they would rape the fucking shit out of you. But if you were with me, we'd kill them all and then move on.
They'd rape you. I'd shoot you on my way out for fucking pity's sake.
Okay. God, I hope this happens.
Oh my god.
I will prove.
You get raped. Fucking you be lucky.
I've seen those movies. That chick almost got raped in that one movie.
Dude.
The book?
Because I'm a girl? What?
Yeah.
You think I'm going to go somewhere and run into a bunch of dudes and not be packing my brains out with all sorts of ammo?
And you'd get like two or three of them before they took you the fuck down.
Yeah, because my gun is going to underpower his fucking fist, right?
What if they have guns?
Dude, I did no. No.
What if they gut shoot you and then rape you? You'll wish I was there. Yeah. You watch. Okay. When you're getting raped in post-apocalyptic
world. I'm going to laugh when this happens, and then they're going to fucking peg you first, and then I'm done.
No way.
And then I'm going to get away because I Never slaughter happened. Them all, and you're dead. And I'm like, ha, fag, you died, not me. All
right, well, we'll see who wins, I guess. It's not going to be
stop
you.
Stop talking about it. You're pissing me off and getting annoying.
You're a girl. You get raped. He's still better off with me.
How many times do dudes get raped?
All the time.
Right, not as often, I'm going to guess.
They get fucking held down by their friends with a fucking broomstick shoved up their ass, okay?
Okay,
when it's a
man
story, when it's a man rape story, it's brutal, okay? When it's a woman, it's like, oh, I got raped, you know, I was just
sucking his cock and then
every time
raped
it's a
me.
Woman being raped, it's, you know, it's object rape.
It's
or
beautiful, it, right?
It's,
okay,
no, it's
good.
It's not as harsh. When a dude's raped, it's like I broke this fucking pool stick off. He used to sharpen and fucking puncture his colon. Okay.
I think we're talking about two different kinds of rape here, honey. You're not raping a dude with a broomstick because it feels good on your cock. You're not using it. Shut up. Can we move on now? It's almost Christmas time.
I hate you.
Oh my god.
Oh man.
Oh my god. You're so aggravating.
Would you rather I just go hang myself? Go for it. Okay, good. Good. So, just in time for Christmas, guess who got new presents?
I got new knives today. It was Christmas in the kitchen today.
Nice. Well,
I sliced an entire fucking boneless prime by hand, like shaved it.
Were they nice?
Paper thin.
Are they nice knives?
Hell
yeah.
Like Measuremeisters. I can't even pronounce it. Measuremeisters. The German
Messiers?
Ones.
Really? That's what my butterfly knife is made.
They're sexy.
I got it in Germany, smuggled it back. No big deal.
Oh.
It's
mine were
nice.
Mailed.
Like, it's heavy as fuck. Like, when you fling it, it's so... Oh, I love that.
Dude,
thing.
I love it, though. I fuck... This
Messier
prime
makes some
was
good
this
shit.
Fucking big, and I shaved it down into fucking... Philly meat.
We
doing
it
mean?
Like one in each
thin.
Hand, like Leonardo from
no,
Ninja
I'm all
Trills.
Like,
oh man!
Oh god, it was so hot.
Just
I was
it.
Actually getting ready to cut it in half and put it on the slicer, and then I cut it in half with that knife, and I was like, oh, stand right here.
All right. Well, these aren't knives, but the U.S. Army got a new present for their soldiers.
Okay.
This thing is bad, dude. After more than 5 years of development, American forces are using the XM-25 counter-defilade target engagement system, a pinpoint accurate and programmable grenade launcher that the this is so awesome, pinpoint accurate grenade launcher that the military expects to be a, quote, game changer in its counterinsurgency operations in Afghanistan. Do we still have people in Afghanistan?
Yep.
I thought they all came home.
No.
Wow. Didn't Obama say he was going to...
Yeah, he did, but
so
no, he did not.
Really?
Really.
Wouldn't think a black man would lie to us.
Oh, man, yeah.
Fuck. Yeah. Fuck. The ultra-lethal XM-25, which looks like something out of a James Cameron sci-fi flick, is a smart grenade launcher that carries four small warheads and features an array of sights, sensors, lasers, and a short barrel the size of a small cannon. You have to see the picture of this thing, dude. I want one so bad. It is so badass looking. You imagine just rolling into a place with this fucking thing, just like ready to destroy everything. Yes. The weapon fires 25 millimeter shells up to 2,300 feet, almost half a mile, and can program the shell to explode at a precise point in space, allowing troops to kill enemies hiding behind walls and rocks and inside trenches or buildings. This is like that rocket launcher on that game where you hit it once to launch it, and then you hit it again to detonate it. And you could blow it up anywhere, like in the air, anywhere. Proximity bombs.
Yeah.
James Bond for the 64. Oh, those were so fun, dude. You just fucking ding, boom. I love that shit.
It's pretty cool.
If you weren't careful, you'd blow yourself up, too. The thing is so badass. For example, if a group of insurgents is hiding behind a wall, a soldier can program one of the XM25's rounds to detonate a few feet past the wall to shower the insurgents with lethal fragmentation from behind. Quote, with this weapon system, we take away cover from enemy targets forever, Lieutenant Colonel Christopher Lehner said. He's the project manager for the weapon. Tactics are going to have to be rewritten. The only thing we can see enemies being able to do is run away. That's so crazy. Thank you, U.S. Army, for coming up with new and inventive ways of killing people. I mean, I guess it's necessary over there. They have a lot of, like, rock, brick structures that people hide behind, you know? That's pretty wicked. So.
Wicked.
Merry Christmas, guys. We still haven't got your Kevlar vest, but check this thing out. Oh, you have to see a picture of this guy's face.
What?
This kid, he's a Framingham teenager. He swallowed a bag of cocaine.
Oh, nice.
You have to see this shot. This picture is brilliant. TheJamHole.com/live if you want to see these before I do show notes. That's how to do it. He fought with... Right? He's like, I swallowed it.
I'm so fucking high.
He's 18. Art Taylor...
Oh, my God.
He swallowed the small bag but was arrested on several other charges.
How small was it?
I don't know. I'm curious if that's just what he looks all the time. They're like, stop making that face. He's like, I can't help it. I always look like this.
Like, you know when your mom says, stop doing that because your face is going to stay like
that?
It did. I didn't stop.
It totally did. members of the street crimes unit patrolling Franklin Street saw a car turn onto Pearl Street without signaling. Ooh. They stopped the car on nearby Union Ave, but when they spoke to Taylor, he refused to give them his license or registration. Mistake one. Mistake two, being black. Quote,
whoa.
He made a quick movement to the center console, and there was a small baggie with white powder in it. He immediately made a movement to put it in his mouth. An officer tried to stop him, but Taylor kept pushing his arm away. The officers dragged Taylor from the car, and he started fighting with them in the middle of the road. Face like that the whole time, just throwing 1-2-1-2s. By the time the officers handcuffed him, he had swallowed the bag. Police used a dog, searched the car for other drugs, nothing was found. Oh, man. Best mugshot ever, though. Excuse me, for sure.
Okay.
He was arrested, charged with assault and battery on a cop, resisting arrest, disorderly conduct, and refusing to give police his license and registration. He was also cited for not using his turn signal. Dick. Cop, dick.
Yes.
Yeah, so. I just thought that picture was, like, brilliant. Like, you couldn't ask for a better fucking pose than that.
That was pretty good.
Yeah.
That's what I'm cooking!
A pretty awesome accident that happened at school involving a drill. A high-power drill.
Okay.
A student was scalped, pretty much. LaGrange, Illinois. The family is fucking pissed. They said that it started with a student playing with a power drill. It ended with a female classmate essentially being scalped.
Nice.
And, fuck. Stop. Stop it.
Are you cool?
Yes.
No, you're not.
The family says that they don't think the school is taking the matter seriously enough. It doesn't take a lot to see 4 inches by 2 inches of smooth skin right in the middle of her head. she says it happened yesterday. She says she was helping to build a set for a play in stagecraft. Another student grabbed a drill, pointed it at her head, and pulled the trigger. I just thought someone was pulling my hair, like joking around, she said. Then just like that, my head snapped back. When I touched it, a big wad of hair just fell on the floor.
Yay.
And I started, like, freaking out. They put all the likes in. Yeah, no, it's written like that. I thought it was just like joking around, but then like my head just snapped back when I touched it. Like, that's so awful. Her parents were upset too. They took her daughter to a hospital. The diagnosis: scalping of part of the skin. If that drill would have entered her skull, then it would have been her brains wrapped around that drill, not her hair, her father, who's trying to get rich off of this, said. He says the school's assistant principal explained that it was all an accident and the student would be suspended. Meanwhile, the student's, like, totally having sex with this chick behind the scenes. A 20-year-old student, apparently with problems, and they said it was an accident. And I just kept thinking, did the drill fall out of his hand and land on top of her head? How could it be an accident? Wow. They just want money. You're getting a check, though, for sure, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, like, yeah. That's a pretty hair. There's a picture here. It looks like my balding spot, almost. Can I sue? I got
probably
attacked with a drill.
You just have to...
Like, what were you doing at school? Well?
That's cool.
She says, I can honestly say it's like devastating to me. And it, like, it gets me so mad. So mad. Only like money is going to make me feel better. They filed a police report because in the end, they say their daughter may need costly hair transplants or surgery. They believe the school or the student who is holding the drill should have to pay.
What?
Yeah. That's going to need surgery, at least. Cosmetic surgery.
Dude.
She has a bald spot. Jesus Christ. No guy's going to want to fuck her.
Wait a little while and see if it grows back. You got.
I don't believe when your scalped hair grows back.
Well, did it take off skin or did it just pull it out?
It's scalped. It's like a look at the bald spot.
Yeah.
It's like a perfect... I don't think hair is going to grow back from that,
it
honestly.
It looks like it was just pulled out. It doesn't look like it was scraped off.
Don't chicks get fake hair anyway, like all the fucking time?
Yeah, extensions, but extensions are pieces of hair you clip into your own hair.
Well, extend the hair that's right around it. I don't know.
But
like,
then you still... It doesn't work like that.
Comb that shit over. Don't give a fuck. You're wearing a hat anyway.
They have that new
maybe
hair
that's
shit
what?
That, like, new permanent, you know, fucking, what the fuck do you call it, crap? It's on TV all the time.
They take hair from your butt and
no,
put it on
no,
your
no, they don't do that. It's something that makes your hair actually grow, and it's a permanent solution to it. I don't remember what the hell it's called, but, like, it's one doctor, and he fucking found this formula that fucking works all great and shit, and that's what they've been doing. And, you know what? Just go do that. Fucking go do that. Not a big deal. What are you doing?
None. Some kid in the chat was like, I'm from California. And I'm like, hey, me too.
Dude, California is huge.
I know, okay? So.
I'm from California. Yeah. It'd be different if they were like, hey, I'm from Lancashire. You'd be like, hey, me too.
Well, maybe he is. You from Lancashire? Shut up. I totally hope,
I'd be like,
hey,
I'm from Montana. You know what? The state's fucking huge. Okay, that's great. Great.
So, do you remember the PrankNet, folks? We talked about this. I don't think we talked about it on the show, but me and you had a good laugh about what they did to that hotel, where they called the guy at the hotel and said there were cameras in his TV
and he needed to smash him.
I believe PrankNet was the ones a long time ago doing the Walmart thing, where they would call him up and say they were converting all of their keyboards into wireless and that they needed to cut the cable to make it go through.
People were
cutting all this, like, important IT shit. It was so funny.
Not good.
Yeah,
not
see,
good.
His family is there in Lancaster.
Cool.
See? Making friends.
Cool.
I'm friendly.
Be a friend.
But anyway, so, PrankNet, one of their pranksters here is actually getting put in jail. This says, in what should serve as a warning, but totally won't, to telephone terrorists everywhere, a former PrankNet member has been sentenced to 5 years in prison for a hoax call that resulted in significant damage to a McDonald's in Texas. Aw, yeah.
Okay.
This kid's 20 years old, James Tyler Markle, received the stiff sentence Tuesday during a sentencing hearing before Judge Barry Bryan. Markle will soon be transported from the county jail to the state pen. Ooh, that sucks. Huntsville. The state's oldest lockup and home to the death chamber. Yeah. His PrankNet handiwork was first described here. He pled guilty. Ooh, well, let's see what he fucking did. He pled guilty to placing a call last June that resulted in about $5,000 in damages to a McDonald's.
Holy shit.
In Lufkin. Let's see. Or no, this is a...
McDonald's isn't worth $5,000.
This is a different PrankNet one, but let me see if I can find what he did real quick to it. He was kind of crying a little bit. He was led from the courthouse in handcuffs. His aunt told a TV reporter that, quote, he was a very nice, respectful young man, adding that she had never known him to be in trouble before. Mmm. Fucking PrankNet, man. So, him and his buddy, apparently, there's another kid here who's facing time. What they did was, they called the McDonald's in Lufkin, Texas, and they got the worker there to set off the restaurant's fire suppression system, which released a liquid from overhead extinguishers. He then told the employee that the liquid contained a toxin and directed the worker to break the store's windows for ventilation. Four windows were smashed, and the Erie
the
got
system. That's what
$5,000 of damage.
The Ansel, yeah, dude. That when you get the Ansel system to go off, that's yeah. You have
better
to
call stat
shit.
Disaster restoration.
It's not meant,
fuck, dude.
It's not meant to fucking, you know, keep all your shit cool. And
no, that's
no,
meant to put
meant
the fucking
fire
out.
Right. And that's it.
Right. That's meant to put the fire out before it gets to the main and explodes the whole fucking building.
And when you have those systems and they go off, that company is the only one licensed to come in there and clean it up. So you have to pay for all that shit.
Of course. Of course. They make cash on both ends. So the investigators connected Markle, the first kid we were talking about, and this kid, to the call after subpoenaing records for a Skype account, which showed that calls were placed from his number to the McDonald's and then to the cell phone of a McDonald's employee. Shortly after placing the call, Markle, who is a convicted rapist... Oh, that's this guy. Okay, not the first kid. That's this guy we're talking about. He's a convicted rapist, was in the PrankNet chat room crowing about his successful attack on the restaurant. And they have transcript and all that. It's all in the smoking gun, but yeah. That's pretty crazy. I don't think anybody from PrankNet's ever been popped before. And you know they're going to just... I mean, PrankNet is like... It's a large network. It's like 4chan, basically. But they do, like, shit like this that causes actual... It's funny
it's
as
cool.
fuck. It's, I'm totally
well, yeah,
down
it's
with
funny
PrankNet.
Funny shit, but not for the fucking owners.
The jam hole is down with PrankNet, for sure.
Fuck yeah, but...
It's like, we're down with 4chan.
Just don't do it to us. I don't think we
exactly.
fall for it, but I don't think... Yeah.
Yeah, can you please break your window? No.
Nah, I'm just
can you
gonna...
make your fart? No. But yeah. See, I know about social engineering. Like, I listen to the shows and I read that shit. Like, I'm way interested in that. So
yeah,
if
yeah.
someone tried to do that to me, I'd be like, that's a nice try, but uh-uh. You're lucky you didn't get Dana, because we'd have, like, broken windows and shit all over this fucking place.
What?
You don't know. If some dude was like, hey, we're going to make your keyboard wireless, go ahead and just cut that cable, you would totally do
me?
It. Would you know not to do that? They sound so convincing, though. They're like, we're from upper management. Like, they don't fuck around.
No, dude.
Really?
I don't want to work in the office,
I'm gonna
so
prank
I don't
you.
Care.
I'm going to prank you one of these days when you least expect it, and we'll see what happens. We'll see how unsocially engineered...
So what are you going to prank me on, dude? I work in a kitchen, and...
Exactly. Okay, well, here's one that would
call
be great, but I'm not going to use
kitchen.
Now. I would call you pretending to be the guys that do the inspections and shit.
Okay, what would you tell me to
I
do?
I would tell you that I was going to be in there from the state in, like, the next 10 minutes.
Okay.
And that you'd better be tip-top shape because we've had problems before, and you would fucking... Dude, there's so much you could do.
They don't call first.
I would, and freak you out.
I've worked in a kitchen for 8 years. I've never had.
What would
an
you say if someone called up
beforehand.
And was like, "I'm from the state," and sounded all legit and gave you a badge number and told, like, what would you fucking say then?
I'd call Matt and say, "Hey, you need to get this kitchen cleaned the fuck up because you're gonna get a fucking failing grade on your inspection."
Well, there you go.
Suck for him, but I don't really care.
Okay,
dude,
well,
I've worked. You
we'll
can't
see.
Really fool me in a kitchen. Okay, seriously.
Really?
Nah, you can't fool me in a kitchen.
I'd call you and say that we had some food poisoning. And then I'd call you again with another voice and be like, we just ate there and we got really sick. And you'd throw out every single piece of meat in that whole bar.
No.
No?
No.
Really?
Really.
Wow.
I would fucking check it and make sure what fucking date it came from, the fucking box it came from, the company it came from. I'd call the company.
I'd tell you it was like,
what is this? What's wrong with this? Are you getting any fucking calls on this? This is a bad batch, blah, blah, blah. Do I need to return it? Do I get credits for it? Fucking come get it. Give me some new shit. I'm not an idiot. Are you serious?
All right. I'm just saying.
I was a general manager of a fucking restaurant.
Doesn't
before.
Matter. What do you think this guy at McDonald's was?
A guy at McDonald's.
No, I guarantee they talked to the fucking manager.
He's the manager of McDonald's.
You're the manager of a bar restaurant.
I've been in restaurants for 8 years. This is probably a kid.
I'm just saying.
McDonald's.
Like they are very convincing, and I would be kind of curious. I'm going to do that when you least expect it. Just see what you do. Now you're constantly going to be thinking. You don't think that would be funny at all?
To what? Fuck with me?
Well, no, just to. Well, yeah. But no, but yeah. But no, but yeah, you know. To prove a
no,
point.
No, but yeah, but no, but no. But
not
no,
to prove a
yeah.
point. Yeah, but. She started it. Such a
snob. Go for it. Try and fucking fool me somehow.
I'm just saying. I don't know. I don't think you know. Like, I listen to this stuff, so I know, like, they are very. They call, like, fucking big corporations and get all of the info. Like, they're very convincing. And granted, a lot of people are on cruise control and just are like, yeah, let me transfer your all that. But they are very convincing.
Whatever.
Some people, that's what they do for a living. They go to businesses and try to fool them, and then they give the boss a report. They're like, here's what we got.
I mean, who the fuck would try and fool somebody in a restaurant? They're trying to do it to, like, fucking office
people. To wreck shit. Well, that's two different things. This is social engineering for the strict purpose of causing damage and being, ha, 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 we got you. That's for, like, undercover, like, hack shit. Like, we need these passwords, we need this number, we need that shit. You know, badges and all that. So it is. I definitely, it's two different purposes, but I think this is way more funny than that, you know. But that's some damage, you know, just for doing that. And apparently he was in trouble, like the whole rape thing. He was in trouble
I would hope so.
Raping a 5-year-old girl in the bathroom of a Baptist church. So, just want to throw that out there. I bet all your PrankNet buddies would be really... I bet they are so fucked, like, after learning this. Like, I bet they're making calls to the jail where he is going and just, like, setting up just fuckfest 2010 for this guy.
Oh, yeah.
Because that makes them look bad. Like, they're like, wow, PrankNet was associated with a guy who raped a 5-year-old? Like, that looks bad on them, too.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I doubt
they
like that, you know.
Oh, yeah.
So.
No good.
No good. Very amusing, though, that, you know.
Very.
That happened. I think they should do that to all the McDonald's. So. Well, is it about time? I'm getting
yeah,
really hungry.
Yeah, it's about that time.
All right. Well, there was this cool story that Dr. Brandano sent us about a prisoner. Do you want to talk about that real quick?
Sure.
Okay, there's this prisoner. He murdered his girlfriend and buried her body. The whole thing of it is this guy was in jail, like prisoner, right?
Okay.
Okay, so, and yeah, he buried her body in his cell where it lived there for 3 months.
How do you bury a body in a jail cell?
Well, you start probably by digging yourself an escape tunnel. That gets, you know, and then you're like, well, fuck it.
Yeah.
My girlfriend's
this is big
here
enough
now.
For a body, I guess.
That's so crazy, though. He strangled her. She's 22. Leslie Paredes.
She was.
She went to his Peruvian jail. Peru, apparently.
That's why, I guess.
Right. It's all just dirt there, right? It's easy to bury people in jail when your jail is a big dirt mound.
I guess. I don't know.
Killed her after she said she wanted to end their relationship, hid the body under a concrete bench he built over her grave. Well, it was at least he buried her, I guess. Police only realized what had happened when they launched an investigation into a strong smell coming from the cell. He's 32, admitted the killing at Lima's Lurigancho prison, which holds more than 8,000 inmates, many of them dangerous. Prison wardens constantly monitor cells to ensure that unauthorized people do not remain after visits, but no one noticed she did not leave the jail. So, and that's true, right? Like, they, you check in, check out. I don't know. Harry, you guys see a picture of, like, this. There's a picture of the body, like, in the thing, and just what this place looks like. Like, it I guess Peru, not as nice as I had pictured it. Peru looks like Tetris board that just got all fucked up. Or at least this picture of Peru
looks
like a Tetris board. And then, yeah, you can see where they found the body and what this guy looked like. Pretty sweet mug shot he's got himself there.
It's like a big frowny face.
But totally, like, doesn't Peru look like a Tetris board that you're just totally fucked? You're like, all right, waiting for that bar. Waiting for that bar.
Whoa.
Oh, totally fucked myself. You know?
It looks like one of those fucking...
it looks like
Art
that movie.
Deco thing. It's like a new wave Art Deco.
What was that
thing?
Movie? District 9. It looks like District fucking 9, dude.
Well, with all the bright colors, it looks like a new Art Deco thing someone would hang on their wall.
The Art Deco ghetto is what I was trying to say. Thank
Art Deco ghetto.
The Art Gecko. Whoa. drugs and weapons are said to enter the prison freely, and now government officials have pledged another 150 officers to get the prison under control. So they searched bathrooms, shook down inmates.
I can't believe nobody came by his cell long enough for him to bury a body. You know?
Well, he didn't exactly... He said he hit it under a cement block, like a bench or some shit. But yeah, still, like, you wouldn't...
That's kind of
3 months, really? Like, no one was like, hey, has anyone seen Leslie?
Right?
Like, I don't know, last she said she was going to that jail. Oh, well. You know, like, that's weird.
Whatever.
Maybe they don't have missing persons in Peru, because it's just a big Tetris board. I don't know. So, well...
I don't know, dude.
That sucks. Do you think he, like, had his way with her... after she was dead?
What are they going to do, arrest him?
Well, no. That's true.
Yeah.
That would be weird, though. Like, you bring a guy back there because, you know, you're in jail and that's what happens in jail. And you're like, oh, don't mind my girlfriend. She's just sleeping one off.
Right.
She won't
bother. We just had one of those conjugal visits. She's pretty tired.
Right.
Yeah, for the last month, okay? Whatever.
Did you hear that they... discovered alien life?
No,
they didn't. Do you know why they didn't?
Why?
I got so fucking excited for this. I want to just talk about this real quick, this NASA thing. Somebody came up to me and was like, dude, did you hear? I'm like, hear what? They're like, NASA's going to announce something tomorrow. They found something huge, and they're going to announce it tomorrow. And I was like, no shit. I wonder what this could be.
Uh-huh.
And they hyped up this monstrous thing. I'm reading here off of Ferengula, PZ Meyer's blog, and he says this was written on the 2nd. He says there's a lot of news going around right now about this NASA press release and paper in Science. Before anyone had read the paper, there was some real crazy-eyed speculation out there. And somebody sent this to him. It says, what will a NASA announce? NASA has discovered a life form on Mars. And then it's like a bookie, like a betting thing, plus 233%. Uh-huh. Discovered evidence of life on one of Saturn's moons, plus 110.47%. Announces a new model for the existence of life, 5,000, minus 5,098%. Unveils images of a recovered alien spacecraft, plus 325%. Confesses that Area 51 was used for the alien studies, plus 516%. So, and that's the betting plus or minus the return of the wage.
Right.
Okay, so everyone was like, what is this going to be? What is this going to be? It's holy shit. You know, they built up a huge hype. Because when's the last time NASA was like, yo, we discovered something awesome?
Never.
Like, the scientists, and granted, there's tons of great discoveries in galaxies being studied and all that all the time. It's not NASA doing it, though. The last cool thing they did was the Mars rover. They're sending some more telescopes up. But, like, they rarely hold a press release that they're like, tomorrow we're blowing fucking minds. And that's kind of what they did here. So do you know what it ended up being?
What?
They found a bacteria in some lake. And they're saying, it's fucked up because they're making it like it's... it's this brand new life form, and life, the way we think about life, is going to totally change. Mm-hmm. But it's something that people have studied like a lot before, and there's papers about this very thing. They just took it a little step further. And basically it's this bacteria that has phosphorus in it, and it lives in this lake that has a lot of arsenic. And so they saw the bacteria taking in arsenic molecules and changing it for its phosphorus in its DNA, and then like using that and being okay. And arsenic's very poisonous to most life.
Right.
So they're like, holy shit, that's crazy that it can do that. Like, it's taking this arsenic and making it one with its own DNA and then continuing being just fine. Mm-hmm. It's not growing as fast with the arsenic instead of the phosphorus, but it's still living. And that's crazy.
That's pretty cool.
But they built it up to be, and like, people have known that. Like, that's not a big deal. This is just the first time, I guess, it's actually been observed or whatever. And then if you look at the periodic table, like, it shows you that, like, arsenic is in line with all these other atoms that share properties, so it's really not that far-fetched that this could happen, so... I just thought, I was like, what the fuck, NASA? This is going to be awesome. And then I read this, and I'm like, that's it? Really? Right. And so I what I think it is that NASA needs funding big time. They had to cancel a shuttle program. Like, they need money. They're broke, basically. Space shit is fucking expensive, right? And so in a bid to stay relevant and to get, you know, buzz going, like, ooh, NASA's doing more great things, even though, you know, it's all these other scientists that are doing the great things. But so that's, they did that. And then they came out with, oh, this bacteria from this lake, like, is eating arsenic. Cool.
Yeah, so, that's probably why I didn't hear about it.
It was very disheartening. But the hype around it, like, I'm really surprised. It was on all the major media outlets. Like, everybody was like, oh, my God, what are they going to announce? And then they come out with this bullshit, you know. So I'll put a link to PZ Myers explained it the best. And I read this whole thing. It's really interesting, like, that it does that. I just don't get, like, what NASA, like, why. It doesn't have to do with space. It doesn't, you know. It just seemed like a big letdown. So
I'm sorry.
Me? I'm too. Thanks,
NASA.
I don't
know what to tell you.
All right. Well, anything else before we get out of here?
Your cat so looks hungry. Like a whore.
Okay. Kitty, close your legs on camera.
She doesn't care. She looks like a such bunny a rabbit. Slut. You know that? She looks like a bunny rabbit.
She needs to know that you can't just spread your legs like that on the internet.
I don't think she cares.
Everyone can see your pussy, Kitty. Thank you.
You can see your pussy's pissy.
All right. Well, thank you guys for joining us. Episode 431 of The Jam Hole. Email us info at thejamhole.com. Thejamhole.com is where all our shit's at. Did I mention we are... for the third year in a row nominated for a 2010 podcast award?
Oh, yeah, you mentioned
that. Okay, I just wanted to mention that again and not, like, try and cry my way through it. Like, yay, thank you, that's awesome. And then, yeah, like I said, all donations for this month for the Hotbox and for the Jam Hole will go to that fund for little two-year-old Sam. So help us help him have a better life than we did. thejamhole.com/donate.
Yay.
Other than that, we'll see you guys Saturday for the Hot Box and back here Monday for this thing. A whole new week of shows. Very excited. So
okay.
I'm stoked. Subscribe in iTunes and write us reviews. Let's see if we can break that top 100 mark. That would be so fucking cool. That would, like, make my day if we did that, you know?
Yeah, that'd be
like
pretty
iTunes
fucking
is
awesome.
Way better than being top 10 podcast Sally. Like, iTunes is the shit as far as people looking for shows to watch or listen to.
Yeah, that's so where most people go.
So, yeah. Every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, just make sure you're subscribed, rate us, review us, all that good shit. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook and check out all the YouTube stuff. There's a ton of shit up there. And the music page, thejamhole.com/music. Check that shit out. And we'll see you Monday.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam, The Jam, The Jam Hole.com.